Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Romans chapter 2, and we are in verse 6, where the Apostle Paul says, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds." And we saw last time that God's judgment will be in according with what man does. There are many passages in the Old and New Testament that attest to this, and probably Paul had these in mind. For instance, in Psalm 62, verse 11 and 12, "God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work." Notice that. Proverbs 24, 12, "If thou sayest, Behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works?" That's Proverbs 24, 12. Jeremiah 17:10, "I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." Another way of saying works. 2 Corinthians 5:10, in the New Testament, Paul says, "For we, speaking of believers, must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Revelation 22 ends with this, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." So we see that God will render to every man according to his deeds or his works. Now remember, Paul's purpose here in Romans 2 is to show man that he's a sinner, and that based on what he has done, he will be judged. The gospel, the grace of God, is based on what Christ has done for us. But Paul has to show us in Romans 1 and 2 and 3 that man is going to stand before God based on his works. And if a man does the right work, he'll be rewarded accordingly. And if he does not do the right works, he'll be rewarded accordingly. And we're going to see that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thus, they're dependent upon the work of another to stand before God on good terms. Now remember, the believer, as we said before, will be judged by what he has done, and his rewards will be according to that, as Paul pointed out. Even we believers, we've been justified by faith, we're never condemned, we never have to worry about condemnation, but when we stand before God, as Paul says, we will be rewarded according to our works. So it's the things that we do that we're rewarded for. Now keep in mind again what the context here is in Romans 2, even though we've gone aside a little bit. The Jew at the beginning of this chapter judged the Gentiles of chapter 1 for what they did. But the Jews were guilty of the same things. Thus, they are without excuse, and they will be judged by their works. This is why Paul is bringing this up. If the Jew couldn't look at the Gentile and say, "Well, I'm a Jew, I'm privileged, they're Gentiles, look at what they're doing, so I'm immune from any judgments," that's how they felt. In Romans 2:7, we read this, "To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality, God will give them what? Eternal life." And if you compare this verse with Isaiah 3:10, this is what God says, "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." And then in Romans 2:8, "But unto them which are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath." Now compare that with Isaiah 3:11, where God says, "Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him." We read now in verse 9, "Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God." Now, we pointed out here that the Jew is first in this judgment. And the reason is because he had privileges. Amos chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, we read this before. "Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel." Notice who it's against. "Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I shall punish you for your iniquities." They were privileged, therefore they had a greater judgment. And God says here there's no respect of persons because it's based on works. And if it's based on works, it's irrelevant who you are, it's what you do. Works are the fruit of what is in the heart. Peter opened his mouth in Acts 10 and verse 34 and 35, and he said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him." So those who do the right works never trust in their own actions. Their actions are merely a display of their inward sincerity. And here's a little homework assignment. Read Luke 1 and 2 for similar righteous people who had outward acts that were proof of their inward sincerity. But remember, justification is by faith, and when anyone does good works, it's only because of the sincerity of their heart. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for joining me. It is crossandthrone.com where you can find these audios. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.